This is an article entitled The United States of America by Bicknell Young. God is governing his own universe all of the time and governing it correctly. There isn't a thing of which we can take cognizance that cannot come under the law of that divine power. And all that is required of us is said in that chapter in Miscellaneous Writings on Fidelity, be faithful. Any event that is a demonstration of infinity or of the one infinite mind can never recur, because infinity never does anything more than once. That thing it does once, it will never do again. It will do something else, because the Bible says, "Behold, I make all things new." Revelation. And Mrs. Eddy says, "Creation is ever appearing and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source." Science and Health. The whole and sole motive and mission of the United States of America is Christian Science. This is why it is set apart and cannot be reckoned among what is termed nations. Man is self-governed, and there is no other government. In Science and Health, page 125, we read, "Reflecting God's government, man is self-governed." This is Christian Science. So our country, standing as it does for man self-governed, stands as principle. This is what makes it what it is. Why, then, do we have everybody making laws for everybody else? The consequence is no one is self-governed unless he insists upon being so. Just at this time, there happens to be a necessity for alertness on the part of what appears as everyone who is self-governed and who has named the name of Christian Science. The old landmarks are disappearing. They are disappearing rapidly. In our country, the political situation has assumed suddenly an aspect utterly unlike anything that has preceded it. We have gone on with various parties. Today, the thing has changed, and we find that instead of being divided into two political parties, the Republican and Democratic, we are virtually divided into the clerical and anti-clerical party, whether we will or not. It just happened like that. Now, what are we going to do about it? The trouble or danger about it is that you see it wrong. One will say the Republican or Democratic Party is nearest right, and you go on in the same old way. Now, what really have you got to do? Our work precedes the election or the registration, and we cannot absolutely say that it was a lack of demonstration that enabled a violent Catholic to be nominated by one of the parties. We cannot say that there is a lack of demonstration. I know one thing, that God governs the universe, no matter what the Republicans or Democrats do. And I have not seen either party do much that resembles God. Now, what we do or don't do is our individual demonstration. And I can't help saying that the convention at Houston ought to wake everyone up. There ought to be no doubt as to what the intention is of the Roman Catholic Church to gain official ascendancy in our country and dominate it entirely. But we will not handle it if we begin merely a system of resistance, because the way to handle error is not to get up a fight with error, but to do some mighty knowing from the standpoint of omnipotence. The standpoint from which to handle error is the standpoint of principle, the one divine standpoint. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Revelation. Am I a God at hand and not a God afar off? Jeremiah. Am I mind at hand? Am I principle at hand? Am I intelligence at hand? Omnipotence at hand. Now, the question is the understanding of Christian Science on the part of the Christian scientists that? Or is it merely just a system of saying it is that? Or is it merely talking about that? Which is it? Which is science? To talk about love or to be love? To talk about ideas of mind or to be the ideas of mind so that absolutely nothing but mind is going on? Now, it is no use to say it is the most serious situation that ever confronted our country and stop there. It is like saying that someone has a terrible disease and stop there. To say this is the most serious situation that ever confronted our country, even considering the war of rebellion, and stop there, is worse than nothing. Nothing can occur that is a serious menace if we know what our country is and what governs it. There is one mind, one consciousness. This consciousness is all that is going on. What are you doing about it? If one thinks that all these things are subject to caprice and the law of change, then he might as well not have any country. If he knows that his country is that which he thinks of correctly, that which he loves from the standpoint of love, that which he honors and sustains and supports because of principle, and that the government is really the government of God or Christ, and there is no other, then he knows something. And if he goes on knowing, he will meet any difficulty, he will meet any danger, overcome any threat, and establish divine power in behalf of his country. He will be more of a patriot than he ever dreamed of being because he is exercising divine power to sustain whatever may be in accordance with principle in the administration or in the law of his country and to absolutely maintain it and perpetuate it for the benefit of mankind. Every right idea has its being in God, and therefore it is maintained by God, principle, love, and operates on behalf of mankind. And Christian Science is here as this mighty power. That which eternally is That which counts is to know that God has already done all things well. And this is the standpoint of Christian Science. Then we must know. Then we can know. Then we do know. And knowing that which is, and knowing the infinity of the law by which this isness is perpetuated, we say, my country, the government of divine principle. My government, God's government, is now established, and the law of it is untouched by any combination of circumstances or events, and the power of it and the safety of it is maintained. No coalition of warring elements, so-called political or financial, can touch it. No combination of politics or politicians, nothing that can be conceived of in the way of influence, social, religious, political, financial, can touch the divine idea. And it isn't possible that my country or the government of my country can ever fall into the hands of any hierarchy. For every hierarchy is error and is destined to destruction and can never gain the ascendancy in my country, which is governed by God. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Science and Health.